This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. The federal government has been shut down for more than 2 weeks. This is affecting thousands of government employees in Massachusetts. They include workers at historic sites and IRS offices, but also those working on environmental research and conservation. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Close your eyes for a moment and picture a federal employee. Maybe an image of someone behind a computer screen comes to mind, probably in Washington, D.C. But here in Western Mass, federal researchers study ways to protect migrating fish, backyard birds, and urban trees. They work for agencies like the Forest Service and the U.S. Geological Survey. Kurt Griffin heads the UMass Department of Environmental Conservation, where some of the scientists are based.
It's a very, very unfortunate event that our federal colleagues are caught up in this mess. And it's not fair to them. It's not fair to the public that they provide important services to. So it's just a very broken system, and they're caught in the middle.
Only a few miles away in Hadley, work at the Northeast Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is also on hold. Federal employees there focus on conservation in 13 states from Maine to Virginia, including rebuilding after Hurricane Sandy and researching white-nose syndrome, a disease that's killed millions of bats.
Due to a lapse in funding of the federal government budget, I am out of the office. I am not authorized to work during this time, but will respond to your message when I return to the office.
That's a recorded greeting from Terry Edwards, Chief of Public Affairs in the Northeast Office. Only those workers deemed essential are at work. The same is true at the Environmental Protection Agency. John Bickerman is an EPA subcontractor who is mediating the bitter dispute over the toxic waste cleanup of the Housatonic River. Although some of his funding comes from General Electric, he says the EPA is not able to take part in the mediation right now.
Well, there's an argument that I could probably participate in having conversations with non-governmental parties in the Housatonic mediation. The reality is, without EPA's participation, we're pretty much dead in the water until the shutdown ends.
Progress on the cleanup of the Housatonic River already faced obstacles due to a disagreement between General Electric and the EPA over where to dispose the toxic waste. Now, a government shutdown is slowing it down even further. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.